Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Milt Gaston. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo strikes out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from McCurdy and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Shang and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Schult. McCurdy reaches second base with a double. Barrett moves to third. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The slide. Shang applies the tag. Barrett is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Shang reaches second base with a double. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gaston Clancy, moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to third. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Ward reaches second base with a double. Clancy scores. Kaum goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ward moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kom hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Metzler chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Hunfield. Hunfield fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hunfield. Gerber goes all the way around to score. O'Rourke moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to third. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Metzler scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Rice. McCurdy reaches second base with a double. Barrett goes all the way around to score. McCurdy moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive towards right. Rice catches it and throws to home to double up McCurdy. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller strikes out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-2 in the game. Schulte hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Schulte reaches second base with a double. Sisler moves to third. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler scores. Schulte scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ward hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett strikes out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams pinch hits for Ski Melillo. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Falk now pitching. Spencer Adams now playing second base. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. Barrett moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Shang hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, White Sox. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Falk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Com steals second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Falk, and towards Gerber, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Falk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill pinch hits for Chet Falk. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.